المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة، علي حبه جنة، قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة، علي حبه جنة، قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your host Sayyid Salman Naqavi with the program Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we are going to talk about the saying of the Master of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam, where he talks about the greatest of wealth and the being really affluent and wealthy is hidden into leaving one's desires and abandoning one's desires. Ashraful ghina tarkul muna. In a very concise and beautiful and eloquent manner, the Master of the Faithful says, Ashraful ghina tarkul muna. Being affluent and the best of wealth and riches is the abandonment of desires. If we want to be really rich and affluent and wealthy, the source of that is that we should abandon desires. We shouldn't have hopes in things which are far away, far-fetched. To reach those heights, one has to employ something which is not within his reach, which is not possible. It is something which even our intellect does not allow us to do. Religion also warns us of trying to achieve things that are not possibly there. Something which is not rational, something which is not being according to wisdom. Yes, we have to develop ourselves. We have to try to achieve heights in a very rational manner. But hoping for things and desiring for things, for example, we live in a house and we want to live in a huge palace. Is that possible? These desires have to be removed from within our souls. We shall talk more about it after the break.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back to the program, okay, The Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi. And we were talking about the hadith and the saying of Mawla Ali, Ashraful ghina tarqul muna. Ghina means wealth, being affluent. Really affluency, the real affluency lies in the fact that we abandon muna. Muna is the plural form of umniya, desires. We have to leave such desires which are not rational, which are not according to religion, because if we go after such desires which cannot be reached in our lifetimes, what will happen? Number one, we shall be doing something, we shall be leaving things which are much more important in our lives, which help us in reaching out to the hereafter and trying to achieve what is good for us in the hereafter. If we go after such materialistic designs and desires which have no use for us in the hereafter, then we will be wasting our times. For that, we may even have to, for example, we want to achieve a goal which is not reachable within our means and our resources, then we may have to become very miserly and hold on to everything that we have. And actually, we may live a life of poverty just because of the fact that we want to achieve those goals which are not within our reach. We may have to stoop so down, so lowly, and go after people and to try to convince them and to try to gain their help and assistance to achieve those goals, which is not appropriate for us. Our personality is destroyed because of that we are always begging for others to take care of our needs. And we may even stoop so low and to carry out things which are not allowed in Islam and according to religion. And even our humanity does not allow that. So there are very many reasons behind this. Therefore, in another saying and wise saying, Mawla Ali says, "Anfa'ul ghina tarukul muna." The best resource and the best wealth is where we leave such desires which make us anxious, which make us feel anxiety and stress, and we become desperate and we go into depression. We shall continue after the break.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back to the Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the real wealth. Real affluency lies in the fact that we are not dependent on others to achieve desires, material desires. As far as spirituality goes, the heavens are not the limits also. But when it comes to materialistic desires, there we have to leave them out of our lives to achieve the real spiritual goals. We find the Master of the Faithful again saying, لَا كَنْزَ أَغْنَى مِنَ الْقَنَاءَ. There's no wealth, there's no treasure more wealthy than qana'a, and being content with what we have, what Allah Almighty has given us. We should, instead of having long desires, we should be content and satisfied and pleased with what Allah Almighty has given us. And we should try to build upon that. And Imam Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam is also has been quoted as saying, "Al-ghina qillatu tamanniik wa ridha bima yakfiik." Being wealthy is that you stop your desires and control your desires, and you are satisfied with what you have. Wal-faqr shirratu nafs wa shiddatu al-qunut. And if you have poverty, that is the worst thing that can happen, and that will give you despair. So with this, we end this episode. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, with the program The Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه
هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.